Okay, before we hand things over to Zombo here, let me tell you what was in that last set. The last two songs were both by Pittsburgh bands. The one you just heard was by, I'm never sure whether I should say this, Stereo Scandal or Stereo Scandal, but you get the message. The song was Inside My Dreams, and that was from their recent release, 2 Feet on the Ground. And then before that, we heard from Bertha and the Bells doing Crescent City from their self-titled initial release. And then we started the set off with Tom Parrott doing Pinkville Helicopter from The Best of Broadside. That was an even finer compilation than A Soldier's Sad Story. But yeah, that was put out by Folkways, and I guess it's still being put out by Smithsonian Folkways. Okay, so that's going to do it for me. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We will be back next week. I've just come back from a trip to the Southwest, so I think I'll be inspired to play some music from New Mexico, Arizona. If that doesn't fill it up, maybe we can do some Southern California. Anyhow, thanks for listening. This is WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
I don't know what they have to say. It makes no difference anyway. Whatever it is, I'm against it. No matter what it is or who commenced it, I'm against it. Your proposition may be good, but let's have one thing understood. Whatever it is, I'm against it. And even when you've changed it or condensed it, I'm against it. I'm opposed to it. On general principles, I'm opposed to it. For months before my son was born, I used to yell from night till morn, whatever it is, I'm against it. And I've kept yelling since I first commenced it. I'm against it. Knowing Dad as I do, I'd not advise you to displease him or tease him. No, no, don't double-cross him or toss him around. When dear old Dad once gets mad, he's a hound. My son is right, I'm quick to fight, I'm from a fighting clan. When I'm abused or badly used, I always get my man. No matter if he's in Peru, Paducah, or Japan, I go ahead alive or dead, I always get my man. I soon dispose of all of those who put me on the pan. Like Shakespeare said to Nathan Hale, I always get my man. I always get my man.
Turbo fan.
Wonderful.
Make new.
All right, scram, boys.
Turbo men make big men. Why do you think we got some men in state office? Because they're turbo. Look like you got to be turbo now to be popular. Look at the headlines of your newspapers every day. I don't care if you're from New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, or Selma, Alabama. In most cases, the headlines of your papers are telling you about something that happened turbo. just like before I left Denver, Colorado. Headlines on every paper in Denver where this woman poured gasoline on her husband and set him afire while he was asleep. Now, if she had poured cologne or perfume on him and started kissing all over him, nobody wouldn't have never known a damn thing about it. Terrible things make news. Terrible songs make big songs. It's really pitiful and terrible about this Vietnam War. A young boy was in here last night. He had just been drafted. He had to go to Vietnam. And he had his little old girlfriend with him. And she was crying because he had to leave her behind for the front. It was hard when he left. So they left here and went down to the depot. And she was crying down there because he pulled out too soon. So he kissed her and went off in his uniform.
Deep blue sea. That's right, I'm here. I'm in your brain. Where I belong. You know, it is Cheer Your Ass Up Month for a very good reason. That's right. Woo, got a very interesting show today. You know, I did shows right after, you know, the 9/11. I did shows right after the pandemic. We muscle. Don't lose your joy. They can't take that. They can, but you won't let them. Zombo right here. And you know what? Hey, I underestimated sexism, racism, and hatred. Doggone it. I hate when that happens. You know, son of a gun. But, like anything, you look on the bright side. It's a long road. But we're going to do it. And I got some special tips for you today. Some inspirational words. Some profound levity. And you know we all can use some profound levity. How you rats doing? I assume you're doing well. No. I assume you're doing not so well. But that is all right. Life is like a roller coaster. Sometimes you go in the dark tunnel. Sometimes it flips you upside down. But you're riding that ride with 7 billion people. We're all on this. Not just us. The whole round thing. The whole planet. You know? You might have a pretty, think you got a pretty rotten seat. But don't you worry. The view will improve. But we gotta work. I hate that word. But I'll be honest with you. We're going to talk about this today. Yeah. That wave, that sinking feeling. Sometimes you feel like, you know what? Screw it. Then sometimes you go, oh, no. Then sometimes you go, ah, who needs it? Then other times you go, oh, my gosh. You know, I'll have handy tips for the two sections of people. People without children and people with children, because there's two separate messages. People without a horse in the race will do our best. People who do have a horse in the race, kids, well, they're gonna have to work. They're gonna have to work. They're gonna have to fix this, because it's gonna take about 40 years to fix this. And I do have You look at history. I'll get a little bit more into this later. We're going to delve back into history and see how things rock and rolled all through history. The resilience of the oppressed. And how the man, sooner or later, gets his comeuppance. Keep that in mind. French Revolution wasn't a joke, my friends. People fighting and dying for unions. That wasn't somebody else. That was us. Well, some other people did it, but we were along for the ride. This is Glad by Traffic. Going out to Paul in the CBD store, and I bet them CBD sales are going to fly, or the weed store, whatever, is going to fly through the roof. So they're going to be doing well with the economy. Before that, we heard something I wanted to hear play for Kenny Joe. Abner J. And Vietnam. Yeah. And we started off with Marx Brothers. That was Groucho doing I'm Against It from the movie Horse Feathers. All right. Buckle up. In November is still Cheer Your Ass Up Month. I will not be on next week. You're on your own to cheer your own ass up. It is Anatomy of the Ear next week. I will not be on, but I will be on the following week. Taking your requests, I got some requests for songs that cheer you up. Get to that inner innards of your innards and make you feel all right. Yeah. So there, sometimes on the horizon, there's new music that makes you feel good. This is brand new from J.D. McPherson. And man, it is a darn good cheer your ass up tune. I want to talk to you guys in a little bit. It's early yet. Most of my audience is not roused, but we will get rousing today. Yeah. I feel it. We're going to do this. You just muscle and resist. You can't take your joy. No one can take your joy unless you let them. All right? This is brand new from J.D. McPherson, Night Owls. Great tune here. Cheer your ass up, Zombo in your brain.
Polka dot socks, so mentine. It turquoise sparks like burning candles from the threads of the carpet. Dance in the gloom of a plastic bedside clock.
Plum and every gotta do come out of my house, come on. Come out of my house, come on. Come out of my house, I'm gonna give you figs and dates and grapes and cakes, eh? Come out of my house, come on. Come out of my house, come on. Come out of my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come out of my house, I'm gonna give you everything. Thank you. tangerine and a pomegranate do I? Come out of my house, my house, come on. Come out of my house, my house, come on. Come out of my house, my house. I'm gonna give you peach and pear and I love your hair. Come out of my house, my house, come on. Come out of my house, my house, come on. Come out of my house, my house. I'm gonna give you a steak. Come out of my house, I'm gonna give you everything, everything, everything. Come out of my house.
So my car fell at a loss. Threw my woodblock on fire just to show it who was boss. But I went out to see the world. Got involved with a two-headed girl. We'd swing on the porch, swing on the porch. That girl be talking all the time. What one had said, the other would rhyme. They'd go on all night that way, back and forth. And choked with sin. Why, no little town is north of here. That kind of thing don't ever end. Like a mole I wandered through these streets in dusty days and rainy nights. Bars and backstreet pool halls I had grown. Waiting for buses that never came and train stations at 4 a.m. It never crossed my mind to go back.
Then fly down and take a peep at her pretty little peapot full of peas. Oh, among the cabbages and peas she sits, and her pretty little dress so tightly fits. When she stoops to take a pee, that's the time that you can see that she's got a pair of very lovely hips. Oh, she sits among the cabbages and peas, but one day she felt so very ill at ease. She was sitting on a hole, in that hole there was a mole. It's no wonder that she felt so ill at ease.
The think. Sometimes the finks win. A lot of times in life, the mean kids do win. You know, sometimes you feel like that scene in Meatball. You remember the film with Bill Murray, Meatballs? They're in the camp, and these kids, they clobber them, and you know, and I think it's a kickball or basketball, and Bill Murray starts them in a chant saying, "It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter." Well, maybe you could do that. Yeah, you could do that. There's a lot of different avenues. And in the long run, it really doesn't matter. But, you know, do you really want to go down that road? Then go ahead. Because there's already, people have already gone down that road, you know? I hate to say this from firsthand, but when the last time this happened in 2016, everybody was devastated like they are now. Everybody gloom and doom like now. But, you know, what did I? And that's when I decided to run for state representative, if anybody remembers that. And I found out one thing. And that is, you know, it is a money game. Politics is a money game. It's, you know, and I've said this before. It's kind of a democracy. Democracy is the garnish on an oligarchy. And all they're doing is taking the mask off it now. I really think since probably the last real president we had was probably Johnson. You know, I mean, Kennedy was good and everything, but they were saying the things that Lyndon Johnson did, aside from the horrible stuff in Vietnam, he did a lot of stuff for this country as far as like civil rights and Medicare and all that good stuff. And like I'm saying, I have handy hints. Here's how I am going to tell you guys I'm going to cheer you, not only cheer your ass up, I'm not only going to give you a blueprint for success and happiness, a blueprint for the future. We might not be in it. It's going to take a while to fix this mess. But you got to look at history. Look at history, how cyclical it is. I got to tell you what we played first. Before I give you profound revelations, I got to tell you, we heard Let's Do the Fink by Vinnie Russo from the album It's a Gas, which is, I'll be playing It's a Gas later, from Mad Magazine. And Mad Magazine was all during the 60s, you know, all during the Vietnam, all during the civil unrest. People have to laugh at the insanity and the absurdity and the cruelty the world has. It is the only way to accept a lot of this. Because I tried rolling my sleeves up and getting involved politically. And it's a money game. The best you can hope for in life is what they call a benevolent king. A benevolent billionaire. That's all, and those are very rare. Someone with money, power, and a conscience. Wow, what a crazy mix that may be. All right, I got to tell you what we played. We played She Sits Among the Cabbages and Peas by Faye Richmond. Oh, a favorite of mine, Two-Headed Girl by the Colorblind James Experience. And then we started off with we played Come On to My House by Rosemary Clooney. And written by Ross Bagdasarian, the same guy that wrote all the stuff for the Chipmunks. And little fun aside for that, the harpsichord solo in the middle. He said, man, it was Percy Faith's orchestra. And I guess while that harpsichord player was going so crazy, the music stand fell on his hands while he was playing. That's that's that sour note you hear. And because it was so manic that it fell on him and it gave that bit of a sour note. And he said, oh, my God, keep that. And that's how certain happy accidents happen. Set started off with Brand New from J.D. McPherson, Night Owls. And you're listening to me right here with you. All right? Where do we start? We're at ground zero. We have, like I'm saying, a couple months yet. But there's a couple things. You know, I don't know how this is going to play out. Because I thought the election was in the bag. And I personally think that the machines were rigged. I really do. When it was just way too quiet how it all happened, you know, there was no, it was like they knew that they had it in the bag, so they didn't even try. What does that tell you? And if you look at the enthusiasm this country had towards this, that's the heartbreaking part. Now, if it wasn't rigged, it's heartbreaking. Because that just means sexism, racism, and hatred won the day. That's pretty much it. And then, or it's also heartbreaking to think that a foreign nation, one that begins with an R, hacked all our voting system and tilted the election. Mm-hmm. You know, they had 4 years to figure all this out. Computers can get hacked. You know, I am just telling you, they had some people in place looking the other way. How in the hell did Pennsylvania go red? That's impossible. It is impossible. Yeah. But, you know, like the Chumbawamba song, you get knocked down and you get back up again. Because at the end of the day, the people win. Money is temporarily the victor. People win. Nature really wins. At the end of the day, we're all going to be gone. Nature, there's going to be some really catastrophic things coming our way, climate-wise, because we're not going to fix anything. But you got to understand, too, we kind of tried to fix something, you know. They actually say that neoliberalism is dead. And now we have to fight like they did in the night when Goldwater went down in the 60s, the whole Republican Party was in disarray. You know, let's go back further. This is the point I want to bring in. This is the point I want to bring in. How history is cyclical. About 100 years ago, Spanish flu, aka the pandemic, 100 years later, another pandemic. About 100 years ago, Herbert Hoover gets into office, crashes the economy. Can you see where this is going? Because all these people care about on the other side is the money. It's all the money. It is the unbridled greed of capitalism. It is this horrible greed vampire where it's never enough. It is never enough. And couple good things to look at. Number one, I don't think the dude's going to last 4 years. So that's bright side number one. I want to live long enough to not see the guy around. That should keep you going right then and there. All right. The other thing is that after Hoover sar boost this country, what happened? Roosevelt came in. And if you notice, that's when Social Security kicked in. That's when a lot of the first programs, a lot of the first strong unions, a lot of that came in the 1940s, around the 1940s. And from the 1940s up until pretty much the 80s, we've had those good social nets, that neoliberalism where you try and give something to everybody. You know, you don't want to give them too much. You don't want to give them health care. You don't want to, but you want to give them enough so they don't revolt. That is how, that's the thing. And that's where this next song is leading. You want to give people enough stuff where they won't revolt. And what's going to happen? This dope's going to crash the economy to bring cryptocurrency in. I say, get your money out of the stock market. That's just me. This could be just for entertainment purposes. I'm wrong a lot of the times. But I'm taking all my money out of the stock market, all 15 cents. That's all coming out. A couple things you ought to do is stock up some canned goods just for the hell of it. Just to have a nice little stockpile. Keep them around for 4 years. I got a funny feeling this guy's going to clobber the supply chain. Because chaos for those people creates crisis, and chaos creates opportunity for those people. It's all about wiping the board clean and then picking out all the crumbs. You know, taking everything that's left. You know? Mm-hmm. So, needless to say, you know, where was I at? I was on a rant. I got to tell, food. All right, the other thing is, too, don't buy a gun. What you want to do is you want to booby trap your house is what you want to do. You want to, like, protect yourself, but you want to be kind of cool about it. You don't want to shoot anybody. So I would suggest a metal plate on top. It says welcome on it. It looks like a welcome mat, but it's a metal plate. I'll probably start selling these. A metal plate. It looks like a welcome mat. Someone comes in the break of your house, and you notice that. You flick a switch. They touch the doorknob and get 50,000 volts. You booby trap your house. You have a pantry. It looks like a pantry. And you kind of put an easy-to-break lock on it. Okay? So if someone comes in, they think they're going to break your lock and get all your food. They break the lock. They open it up. You have it rigged up to have a crossbow fire into their sternum. Mm-hmm. You booby trap your house. You don't buy a gun. Booby trap your house. That's the way to do it. Mm-hmm. Just saying. And let's see here. I got to tell you about food, though. All right, food. Now, don't waste it. 40% doesn't get eaten because we are horrible. We throw away 40% of our food. So cook your food, store your food, share your food. Don't waste it. Learn how to plan better. Cook your food, savethefood.com. See, I'm going to give you pointers and levity. Brought to you by the Natural Resources and the Defense Council. So there you go. Another thing is, too, you want to install a bidet attachment on your toilet. You got to stop using so much toilet paper because that's the thing people will fight and kill you over. So you get one of those butt washing machines that attaches to your toilet. Anybody can do this. Number one, it's healthier for you. It's better for what's left of the environment. And nobody is going to come in your house and they'll look for that toilet paper to steal. And you won't, because basically you just need like one roll will last you a month. So there you go. So the whole thing of hoarding toilet paper, you know, and put your canned goods, I don't know, someplace interesting. Bury them in your backyard. Dig them up in 4 years. Mm-hmm. We're going to get through this, but we got to be crafty. We got to be crafty because life is like a game of chess. It really is. You just got to figure out how to be crafty. Sure, they got the upper hand. But you know what? You can't beat being sneaky. That's right. I mean, honestly, there has never been a shortage of absolutely horrific things. Sure, everybody's crying in their beer now. But man, oh man, the Shevitz. Not that long ago was the Holocaust. How'd you like them apples? That was horrible. Luckily, most of us have learned some kind of lesson. And you're prepared. You know, number one, that comes. There was the story of the guy that was taken to the, I don't know, it was Auschwitz or whatever. They were taken there and they said they took everything from me, but they couldn't take my joy. That is an unbelievable amount of resilience. You know, they take everything from you, but they can't take your joy of being alive. How unbelievable is that? You know, look at Rwanda. Look at Africa. Look at what is happening today, every day, in about 80% of these other countries. You know? 80%. You know, we're boo-hooing because neoliberalism got clobbered by hateful, spiteful, racist, and that kind of thing. And how do we fight back? I'll tell you what happens. I'll tell you exactly what's going to happen. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Watch for a radical shift to the left, because that is what happens. And you know what's, you know, and you know why? Because history tells us about the French Revolution, like in this next song by Alan Sherman.
Louis XVI was the king of France in 1789. He was worse than Louis XV. He was worse than Louis XIV. He was worse than Louis XIII. He was the worst since Louis I. King Louis was living like a king, but the people were living rotten. So the people, they started an uprising, which they called the French Revolution. And of course, you remember their battle cry, which will never be forgotten. You went the wrong way, old King Louis. The population cried, 'cause all you did was sit and pet with Marie Antoinette in your place at Versailles. And now the country's gone kablooey, so we are giving you the air that ought to teach you not to spend all your time fooling round at the Folies Bergères. If you had been a nicer king, we wouldn't do a thing. But you were bad, you must admit. We're gonna take you and the queen down to the guillotine and shorten you a little bit. You came the wrong way, old King Louis, and now you ain't got far to go. Too bad you won't be here to see that great big Eiffel Tower or Brigitte Bardot. King Louis, we say fooey. You disappointed all of France. But then what else could we expect from a king in silk stockings and pink satin pants? You filled your stomach with chop suey and also crepe Suzette's and steak. And when they told your wife Marie that nobody had bread, she said, let them eat cake. We're gonna take you and the queen down to the guillotine. It's somewhere in the heart of town. And when that fella there is through with what he's gonna do, you'll have no place to wear your crown. You came the wrong way, old King Louis. Now we must put you on the shelf. That's why the people are revolting, 'cause Louis, you're pretty revolting yourself.
There's the three haircuts. There's the flip side of the record. And this side of the record outsold the other side of the record 2-1. And it's called Going Crazy. Hit it, boys.
I'm going crazy, ba-ba-do-ba-ba-day. I'm going crazy, ba-ba-do-ba-ba-day. I'm going crazy, ba-ba-do-ba-ba-day. I'm going crazy, going crazy, going crazy, going crazy, going crazy, ba-ba-do-ba-ba-day. I'm going crazy, ba-ba-do-ba-ba-day. I'm going crazy, ba-ba-do-ba-ba-day. I'm going crazy, going crazy, going crazy, going crazy, going crazy, ba-ba-do-ba-ba-day. I'm going crazy, ba-ba-do-ba-ba-day. I'm going crazy, ba-ba-do-ba-ba-day. I'm going crazy, going crazy, going crazy, going crazy, going crazy, ba-ba-do-ba-ba-day. I'm going crazy, ba-ba-do-ba-ba-day. I'm going crazy, ba-ba-do-ba-ba-day. I'm going crazy, going crazy, going crazy, going crazy. Going crazy, baba do baba day. I'm going crazy, baba do baba day. I'm going crazy, baba do baba day. I'm going crazy, going crazy, going crazy, going crazy, going crazy, baba do baba day. I'm going crazy, baba do baba day. I'm going crazy, baba do baba day. I'm going crazy, going crazy, going crazy, going crazy.
Almost an hour into the show. That was Going Crazy by the Three Haircuts. And the Three Haircuts were Howard Morris, Sid Caesar, and Carl Reiner. Fabulous, fabulous stuff. We heard the Hootin' Blues, a great way to blow off some steam. Hootin' Blues by some dead old guy with a harmonica. Set started off with a very poignant thing. You Went the Wrong Way, Old King Louie by Alan Sherman. And once again, all about the French Revolution. Mm-hmm. How about that? We are getting there. But you know what? I think it's time to pull the emergency cord. I think it's time to break the glass and play the emergency song for such times. The Wiener Dog Polka! Haven't played it in a decade or so.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, what is it? What is it?
Hey, boys and girls, do you know what that sound is? That's my wiener dog. He wants to come out and play with you. Come here, wiener dog. Come here, little. Oh, my, how you've grown. Come here, little fella. That's right, boys and girls. Now we're gonna do the Wiener Dog Polka.
We'll be right back. quirky little chap. And when I pet and play with him, he sits up in my lap. It's funny how wiener dog Bebo's short and long. He's longer if I pet him as I sing this song.
Oh, I love my wiener dog. Yes, I really do.
Dog,
come and pet my wiener dog. He'll sit up and beg for you.
See if his nose is wet.
For the Pussycat Parade. Once a year they all appear and march behind the band. There's lots to do at the barbecue and everything is grand. The tables are filled with lollipops and cakes and lemonade. It's fun, you'll find a tag behind the Pussycat Parade.
Meow, 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 meow.
A dog appears, they chase him up the street. It's just like a happy county fair with all the noise that's made. It's lots of fun for everyone, the Pussycat Parade.
Meow, 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 meow.
McDonald's is a place to rock. It is a restaurant where they buy food to eat. It is a good place to listen to the music. People flock here to get down to the rock music.
Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's!
McDonald's will make you fat. They serve Big Macs. They serve quarter pounders. They will put pounds on you.
Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's.
Thank you. burgers are the worst. They are worse than Burger King. A Big Mac has 26 grams of fat. A quarter pounder has 28 grams of fat. Rock and roll. London, rock on Chicago, Wheaties, breakfast of champions.
One Polkas, and it was a fantastic book, and we all really were getting off on it, as they say. Right now, to show you kind of, I don't know where we started and everything, you know what I mean, we'd like to do the title tune, 2001 Polka. Hope you enjoy it.
Request. That wasn't by request. That was Martin Mull, 2001 Polka. Before that, by request.
Let's talk about the blues.
Yeah, by request, we heard the Portsmouth Sinfonia for the Melnick doing also Sprach Zarathustra. Also known as the 2001 Polka. Before that, we heard, what did we hear? We heard Rock and Roll, A Couple for Bugs and Bun. They wanted to hear the Pussycat Parade. I don't think that was the Mel Blanc version, but still, that's a great tune. I remember that as a child, that really cheering me up. And of course, man, a completely wonderful natural antidepressant, Wesley Willis, Rock and Roll McDonald's. Yeah, that whole set started, then we heard the Hootin' Blues, and then we heard the Alan Sherman, so it is all good stuff here today, man. All right, hang in there, man. We're gonna be okay. There's so many worse things that happened in the world. Like I'm saying, I went on the day after 9/11, I went on during the pandemic. You know, people say, this is the thing that people get me. They go, oh, man, this whole swath of since 2000, it's been terrible. If you look back, there were never good old days. There was never good old days. I mean, probably your grandparents or even your parents lived through the Depression. You can't even fathom what's that like. You think like homeless people have a, you know, all those poor, those people, everybody was practically homeless back then. You know, they had these things called Hoovervilles, which were tent cities because people didn't have homes, you know, and it's really, but people were resilient. They fought for unions. They got kids out of the coal mine sooner or later. And yeah. You know, what can I say? Humans are just awful. We're awful people that we, and there's probably about a good 20% of us that are really trying to do something good. There's about 60% of us that have a decent heart. And then there's about 40% of us that are just cruel and enjoy hurting other people. Whether it be, you know, taunting them, whether it be just pushing them aside, whether marginalizing them, and or thinking them worse as subhumans. That is really when you the great Voltaire quote: when you get people to believe an absurdity, you can get them to commit an atrocity. And if you're one of the people that won or on the winning side and you're gloating, I don't know what you really have to be gloating about. What won was hatred, racism, and sexism. That's what won. And if that's something you're gloating over, I wouldn't really categorize you as you don't have enough Zombo in your brain. That's the bottom line. A complete lack of Zombo in your brain. If you're gloating over other people hurting, especially other Americans, because it used to be like, let's fight this other thing. Let's go here. Now it's like turning on the American people and there's people gloating over that. They love that they're cousins, they're friends. They love that they're miserable. I don't understand that. I don't understand that. When I was on the, when we were on the winning side, I never really, you just don't gloat, you know?